I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Sunday morning, Resurrection Day. It is the 20th of April, 2025, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We go to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verse 17. And he said to them, Jesus said to them, "What kind of conversation is this that you have with one another as you walk and are sad?" Are you sad this morning? Are you believing that Jesus Christ is still in the grave? Are you believing that there is no hope for you? Folks, listen to the next verse. And then Jesus said to them, "O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken." It was prophesied, the fact that the Savior of the world had to die for our sins, but that he would live again and live forever. You and I need to understand Jesus is gently rebuking us today when we doubt. We look at the world, we see what's happening all over the world, and our faith starts to fade away. He says everything is happening according to the word. "I told you about these things," he says. He says, "In me you'll have peace. In this world you will have tribulation. Be of good heart, for I have overcome the world." Jesus said that in John chapter 16, verse 33. I want to say to you today, where do you stand? Are you waiting for the coming of the Lord? He is coming. I'm telling you now, there is nothing more sure than the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back again for you and for me. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. "If God is for us, who can stand against us?" It's not over yet. It's not over. This is just the beginning. You and I have to die to self in order to live for Christ. We have to allow our physical bodies and our mental attitudes to change. Our Savior is not in the tomb. I've been there, folks. I've been to Israel. Not once, many, many times. And every time I go to the tomb, I want to tell you, it is empty. Why? Because he's alive. He has risen. He has risen indeed. Jesus bless you on this Resurrection Sunday, and look forward to an incredible future with him. God bless you and goodbye.